Oh, maybe I should do this in an Irish accent.
Welcome back to E-Crime,
a podcast full of delicious mysteries.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we finally figured out how to make our intro work.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, less rambling.
Less rambling, more talking. Well, that is what rambling is, isn't it?
We're covering Dublin crimes.
Dublin the crime.
Doubling up on crime. Here we go.
Here we go. So, in case you missed it, we're covering Irish stories this month. And
yes.
Our Irish accents will be pathetic. So we have... do you have any... do you have any quotes for this one?
I might.
So, periodically, during this month, you might hear some stand-in Irish
sweet voices.
The sweet voices from...
Ross and Rob from I Understood That Reference.
Which is a podcast that is based in Ireland. And they have real live, authentic Irish accents.
Irishmen.
Irish. We obviously certainly don't. So...
So they will be providing any quotes that we have.
Yep. And we also have some delicious Irish treats to eat in the intermission between our stories. So
hopefully they're delicious.
Yeah, hopefully. I was not impressed last time, but so stay tuned for that.
Okay.
All right, Caitlin, let's get started.
Wow.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know what to do. We've gotten to the story so quickly.
I know.
All right. We are talking about the accurately named 2009 bank robbery of Ireland. Sorry.
Not accurately named.
We're talking about the accurately named 2009 Bank of Ireland robbery.
Bank of Ireland robbery.
The right words, but I put them in the wrong order.
So this happened in 2009.
Correct.
It happened in Dublin.
Correct. Ireland. Yeah.
Oh, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bank.
Yes. That got.
Okay, cool. Robbed.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. All right. Got it.
We got it. That's it. All right. Amy, your story.
Bank got robbed in Ireland.
In 2009.
In 2009. And that's all you need to know.
So this happened in the College Green Cash Center of the Bank of Ireland, located in Dublin.
What's a cash center?
I tried to figure that out. I don't understand a lot about how the UK works, but I think it's like maybe where they like store their money to give to the bank. You know, like here our banks have all of the money, but maybe over there it's like.
A separate location?
Like inside?
A vault, perhaps?
A city, meaning of a money center in English. A city where there are many important banks. New York City is the greatest... That says money... No, I said cash center, not money.
This sounds like a vault. It's a location in a bank, right? Does it matter?
You asked.
I did ask, because I'm always wondering about things, but...
Yeah, I really, if someone out there is Irish, maybe I will ask Ross, but the College Green Cash Center of the Bank of Ireland, located in Dublin, was robbed on February 27th, 2009. It was the largest bank robbery in the Republic's history, the Republic of Ireland.
Wow.
So I picked this case because when I was looking for cases, Amy and I use Wikipedia a lot of the times to pick our categories, because they'll have like category Irish crimes, and then it'll give you like crimes in Dublin, kidnappings, things like that. So that's how we pick our topics. And I picked this one because when I clicked on Dublin crimes and found this, I just hovered over the mouse and it said something about tiger kidnapping. And I was like, oh, we're going to flash it back to like the happiest part of 2020 where everybody watched the Joe Exotic
Tiger King
documentary and just made memes about Carol Baskin.
This isn't, the tiger, what is that called? The tiger.
It's probably
the tiger, the Celtic tiger economy?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, my story has some, well, not this story, but one of my stories has something about tigers.
So there is no actual tiger kidnapping in this story.
Oh.
Apparently, a tiger kidnapping is a combo crime where someone takes a hostage or something of value, and then instead of demanding money, they demand a second crime be committed.
Okay.
So they're like, I kidnapped this man and you have to now rob a bank and then I will release you. The victim in this case was a 24-year-old junior bank employee named Shane Travers. Travers' father is a police officer. Ross told us that it is called the Garda Shoshana. Hopefully I said that correctly. Or the Garda.
The Garda. Or the Guardi?
Guardi. Yeah, the plural is Guardi. So that's what they call their police over there. And I'm so sorry to any Irish person listening. We probably just butchered that. I told him I would. He was alone at his girlfriend's house watching TV. Shane was, not his father. When I first read that, I was like, why was Shane's dad at his girlfriend's house just watching TV? So Shane was alone at his girlfriend's house watching TV while she and her mom and Travers' nephew were shopping on the night of February 26th, 2009. When the trio came back, six, quote, heavily built, unquote, men dressed in all black and masks jumped from the bushes holding guns.
Okay, so six very large,
muscular men.
All hid in bushes?
All hid in bushes.
That's what, they should have been dressed in green. Or brown. Or camo, because then they would have been invisible.
The four of them were held hostage overnight with no phones inside the house.
Well, yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose of being a hostage if you got your phone.
Yep.
Yep.
Trevor's girlfriend was hit in the back of the head with a vase.
Oh.
During the night, somehow. And the next morning...
She probably tried to escape or got a little, you know, sassy.
The next morning, everyone but Travers was put into their car, which was a Volkswagen Golf sedan.
Very Irish.
Yep.
Very European.
They were bound and driven to Ashbourne, 20 kilometers north of Dublin. Travers drove to the bank with a photo given to him by the robbers of his family being held hostage to be like, please give me the money so they can save my family. And he had instructions as well to take 7.6 million euros, which is $9 million, in 20, 50, 100, and 200 euro notes.
Wow.
I've never even seen a 200 euro note, or do we even have a $200 bill?
I don't think so.
Or do we just have a 500? 100 and then 500.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
He and his colleagues took the money out in four laundry bags, and Travers took it to Clontarf Road Railway Station, where a man was waiting to take the cash and his car. Travers went to police and told them about the robbery. An hour later, his family managed to free themselves and walked to a different police station, where they reported the crime. Travers' car was found near Tolka House Pub in a neighborhood of Dublin, and it had been set ablaze. When they found it, it was, like, completely burned, but I don't think it was still on fire. The Minister for Justice, Equality, and Law Reform, Dermot Ahern, which is the most Irish name I think I've ever heard.
Just you wait.
Said that the police should have been called before the money had left the bank. And he was confused as to how so much money could have been taken from just one person being targeted. So basically, he's like, we shouldn't be giving out money like this, guys.
Yeah.
He said,
criminals are going for the line of least resistance, the human connection, as it were. Given the fact that there is so much detailed technology available to financial institutions, the line of least resistance is the human being.
Then this... Oh, were you laughing at something?
No, I was laughing at you.
Oh, I thought you were listening to a video. I was like, what are you doing?
What?
No. Then this poor man, Richie Boucher, who was appointed 2 days before the incident as the bank's chief executive, had to write to all the employees reminding them what protocol they were supposed to follow during the event of a robbery. Oh, here we go. Another quote.
Our priority is always for the safety and well-being of all staff. I am sure this incident will raise concerns. Our best defense is to follow tried and tested procedures. I would ask everybody to remind themselves of these procedures, which are there to protect you, your families, and the bank.
At this point in time, tiger kidnappings were happening at a rate of almost one a week in Ireland.
Do we know why they're called that?
Specifically tiger kidnappings? No. Would you like me to look it up?
A little bit.
Okay. I feel like I always come with insufficient research for you.
It's just because I have a curious mind.
It's true. That's how we discovered when salad was invented. practice began as a twist on a tactic used by the Irish Republic Army, which kidnapped people in order to coerce others in placing car bombs. But the term was coined in the 1980s and gained more widespread use in the following decade. It still doesn't say why they're called tactic. Oh, here we go. Why is it called tiger kidnapping? The term tiger kidnapping comes from the way a tiger stalks its prey before it strikes. Criminals use the same tactic. They learn about their quarry's weaknesses before they exploit them, eventually targeting an item or person they believe will elicit a desired reaction. Very specific.
Yeah.
1.8 million euros of the stolen money was found in various locations, and six men and one woman were arrested on February 28th. So we're working really quickly. We went from crime happening on the 27th to people arrested and money found on the 28th.
Yeah, they clearly were not very good at their jobs.
Apparently, covering almost every part of your body is not enough to keep you from being identified. The police searched 11 homes, seized 5 cars, and 1 van.
They don't mess around in Ireland.
No, the Gardaí are really on it. The Gardaí. Yeah,
the Gardaí.
And the people, of course, a lot of the crimes that I was researching for this month, they're part of a gang.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of gangs in Ireland. I've noticed that, too. I don't know if they're the same type of gang we have here.
Seems like sort of more drugs involved. Like, there's big drug gangs, I think, in Ireland.
There's drug gangs here.
I know.
I mean, when I think about gangs, I think about drugs.
I think more about violence, but, I mean, these people were pretty violent, too.
A lot of times, drugs and violence go hand in hand, though.
That's true. On March 2nd, they appeared before the High Court, saying the warrants for their arrests were invalid, and two of them were released. On January 28th, 2010, one of the bank employees was arrested on suspicion that they were in on the robbery. An inside job. And that is the story of the last time Shane Travers ever got to babysit his nephew.
Right. Yep,
I
am.
I can't imagine, I don't know.
Something happened.
I don't know if he regularly took care of his nephew or if he was the guardian of his nephew. Why would your girlfriend and her mom be taking your nephew shopping? I don't know. But I would just imagine his sister, coming to pick his nephew up the next day. And the nephew's like, Mommy, guess what happened last night? It was really fun. These big guys with these big guns came in and we played hide and seek all night.
I haven't slept in 36 hours.
Okay. Is it time for some snacks?
Oh, it's always time for some snacks.
No one died in this story either. Wow, we're on a roll.
Well, the thing is that most of what we're talking about in the Irish, we're not really talking about Irish murders.
Yeah, it's true. Because
we're talking about more...
Variety.
Almost more I don't want to say white-collar crime. So, my fraudster one is definitely white-collar crime, though.
Shall I randomly pick from the table over here?
Oh, yes, please do.
Here I go. Ooh, that was loud.
What is it? A little violent.
It's a star bar.
A star bar.
Star bar.
How do you say star bar in English?
In English.
In Irish accent.
Just like we did.
Star bar.
Star bar. Gotta really chew on those R's. So this is a chewy cosmos of peanuts and caramel. So it's a payday.
Oh, I was going to say Snickers.
No chocolate.
There's no chocolate in this bar.
It's a payday.
It's a waste.
Oh, there is chocolate.
Oh, good. It's a Snickers.
That's not advertised on the front. What if you're allergic to chocolate?
It's promoted as the munchiest bar ever.
Munchiest?
And in 1985, it briefly became the Peanut Boost.
Oh, no. Chocolate is all over the floor.
Oh, dear. It's a crumbly
chocolate?
Oh,
my gosh.
Is it expired?
Oh my gosh, chocolate is everywhere.
Well, why don't you put it on the table? Why are you still doing it down there?
Well, it's done now. It's not expired. It expires in October, our favorite month. All right, here you go, Star Bar coming at you. Through the galaxy.
Please don't whip it off the table.
It always stops. Time. All right, hold on. We're pausing so I can clean up this chocolate because I just vacuumed this room. Okay, now that we've taken a brief intermission to discuss my vacuum and vacuum all the chocolate off the floor, are we trying the Star Bar?
Yeah.
Let's try a Star Bar. So these are not like Paydays.
No, I think they're more like Snickers. What's in the middle of them?
I think that's the peanut thing. So mine literally looks this like it's been shot, but it's very interesting to look at because it's like a nice little layer action there.
Okay, so it's chocolate and then caramel.
And the caramel is wrapped around like a peanutty thing. Oh. It's crispy. The peanuts are like roasted or something. I don't like this.
I'm gonna give it one more try. I didn't give very much chocolate on the first one.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Why is it crispy?
My mouth doesn't know what to do with this. Ugh, it's kind of hard to swallow.
It's so... Like, here, with our, like, our Milky Ways and Snickers, the caramel is almost liquid.
Yeah.
This is, like, caramel apple caramel.
Mm-hmm. It's very
stuck
hard.
All over my teeth.
And it's not very flavorful.
No. It doesn't taste like caramel.
I give this a 2 thumbs down.
I give it, like, a 3.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't think I even rated the snacks last time. I'd give Meanies like a 7.
The Meanies?
Yeah.
Okay. That was from last episode, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I said I didn't rate them, so here I am. Yeah, maybe a 6, because I don't think I could eat more than a handful.
Well, I rated the Meanies like I liked salt and vinegar, which I do sometimes, but... salt and vinegar are one of those chips that I like will start eating and then I can't stop eating.
Oh.
I'll eat the whole bag.
Oh gosh. You don't get a tummy ache?
No.
Wow.
All right. Blindly reach for the next one. Ooh, it sounds crispy.
Oh, this is a 2-parter. Okay. We got 2 flavors of it.
Excellent.
So we got bacon flavored fries.
Mm-hmm.
Which are chips, I think. Oh, it says bacon-flavored cereal snack. Here we go again with the cereal. They keep trying to slip the cereal in. We're not having it. We had it with Germany. We had that weird sour cereal thing. Someone else gave us cereal, too. Who's the last country that we did? They gave us cereal.
Where's the other snack? In the box here. Are these counted as 1 snack or 2 snacks?
1 snack.
Okay.
And then we also got scampi flavored fries. Scampi and lemon flavored cereal snack. I don't understand. I've never had a cereal that was bacon flavored, so I don't understand.
Well, I've certainly never had a cereal that was scampi flavored.
Shrimp scampi flavored. These are both expired.
It's shrimp scampi?
Oh, no, it just says scampi, but I always assumed that the two were synonymous. Are they not?
No. I mean, scampi doesn't live in the sea.
What is a scampi?
I have no idea. I thought that was just like pasta.
I did too. I thought it was some sort of sauce like Alfredo.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out.
All right.
I usually don't like fake bacon flavor. Like bacon. Oh dear. She gagged. She gagged when she smelled it. This is the bacon one. Ew.
They look like sun chips.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Are you going to send it to me?
Yeah, I'm going to open both of them.
And send them at the same time?
Maybe.
Please don't knock them off the table.
Okay, these don't smell as bad. These are puffy.
Oh, those look like...
Yeah, they're different shapes. Oh, these are very golden brown. They've been cooked well.
Or expired.
I don't think they get golden brown as they age.
Oh, that was a good one.
I did
one.
It!
That was a good one. Oh, that was a good one, too. Excellent sliding. All right, let's try the bacon.
Okay. I can't stop thinking that these are probably dog treats.
They look like skin. Like pork skin.
Ew.
They're very porous.
I have had this flavor before, and I've tasted this before, and I don't know what it's been, but these don't taste like bacon. Sorry, it's like smoky.
Hate it.
This taste is so familiar, and I can't... Maybe a Funyun?
Maybe.
It's like a weird familiar flavor. But I can't put my finger on what it is.
And it's a weird consistency. It's like...
It's very poppy. Grainy.
They're not bad.
I will say they kind of look like bacon, though.
Yep.
They've got little lines on them.
Smith's Bacon Flavor Fries. I would not consider these a fry.
Or a cereal snack?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to eat these with a bowl of milk. Should we try
this? They're not bad.
Should we try the escape ones? I don't mind them. I don't think I'm going to eat any more.
All right.
These are oddly
shiny. Oh, I think I'll like these more.
These are oddly shiny.
And puffy. These are weird. Ready?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Nope. Nope. That's sour. I like them the more I eat them.
No, I do not.
You don't like these?
Nope. They taste like if you put vinegar and SpaghettiOs.
Yep. I think you're right.
Oh my gosh.
I've had worse.
These are a 0 out of 10 for me.
They...
I'm so sorry, Ireland. That was bad. Oh my gosh.
It says you have to keep them away from a bright light.
That's what the meanies said, too. What and happens? Strong flavors.
Right. What happens if you show them to, they, like, mutate? And...
What is in your food, Ireland? You like those better than the bacon ones?
No.
Okay.
But I don't hate them.
Oh, gosh. I strongly dislike those. Yes,
you had a very, very aggressive reaction to that.
Should we try a third one since we've got time?
Sure. Oh, and the hand goes out and strikes.
I don't want that.
Try again.
I don't want another similar. Chip. I've been disappointed.
The hand reaches and strikes. The same thing. The
hand, my arm's just not long enough.
The all right. I've never said that before.
I know. It's a chocolate Kimberly. Mm. Which I'm pretty sure is just
my sister-in-law's name.
A moon pie.
I have two sisters-in-law named Kimberly.
Really?
One is my husband's sister, and one is my brother's wife.
Well, I'm glad they're not both, like, your husband's sister or something.
They're both named Kimberly.
Oh. Oh, it made it over the crack, but... We've got a chocolate Kimberly. You know? That made it worse.
It's just so difficult to get out of this and then back into it.
I'll try harder next time.
Such a noise. So we have two of them?
They're the same. I'm pretty sure this is going to be a moon pie.
Yeah. An elite chocolate Kimberly. It's wrapped in purple and black tie-dye wrapping.
Very pretty. Much and better than the moon pie wrapping.
It's called a milk chocolate covered mallow cake, which I am 300% sure is a moon pie.
And I bet you if you were like it's describing a moon pie to someone in England, they'd be like, oh
that's a chocolate covered Kimberly.
Are you Scottish? Wow.
Am I?
I was going to say that they would probably be like, wow, Americans, obsessed with your sugar. But, like, you have this. It's just really small.
Yeah, it's more...
Moon pies in America are probably 3 times the size of this. Is there more than one layer?
They're called chocolate-covered Kimberly biscuits.
There's something weird about it.
It's a moon pie.
Oh, 100% a moon pie, but... I think this one might be expired.
It's a little dry on the inside. I do like marshmallow.
Yeah, it's expired. And the chocolate tastes expired.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wish we had them fresh so we could give them an honest opinion.
Right. It's got like a weird minty taste to it.
We didn't rate the... chips.
Oh, I did. 0 out of 10 for the scampi ones.
What about the other one?
Give them a 1. I don't really care to eat them again.
I give the bacon ones a 5.
Wow!
And the scampi ones a 4.
A 4? You would eat more of those?
Yeah.
Oh, I would not.
I would eat a couple. I would do it again, but I wouldn't...
I would not.
I wouldn't necessarily like go out of my way to do it again. If somebody force-fed me them, I'd be like, okay. Maybe a 3. I think I'll give them a 3.
Okay.
Okay. What about the elite chocolate Kimberly?
I mean, it's definitely...
Imagine it fresh.
It's not as flavorful as an American moon pie. Probably because it has half the sugar.
Probably. Probably.
Probably.
I don't hate it.
I could give it a 4 fresh.
Yeah, me too.
Because I really think it was the chocolate that was throwing me off.
I wouldn't waste my calories on it.
It's so small.
Well, that, it's just not, there's other small things that I'd rather be eating, like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yes.
Let me eat one of them. That's like the same size.
Yeah.
I mean, it's skinnier, but. All right.
Time for your story.
Wow. I'm gonna move on to my story. I love this guy's name because what did you say was the most Irish name?
Dermot Ahern.
Okay. Well, how about Cyril McGinnis?
Oh my gosh. That's it. That's the most Irish name. This is
the pinnacle of Ireland.
What's his name? Cyril McGinnis?
Yeah.
Like, literally, McGinnis is the most Irish word I could even think of. Right,
exactly. Cyril McGinnis was born in, I don't know how to say this. I'm going to guess. Cloughran? Cloughran. If it's O-U-G-H, like cough, it's Cloughran.
Cloughg.
If it's O-U-G-H, like through, then it's Cloughran. Or Cloughran.
A-N, you said?
Mm-hmm. R-A-N.
Oh, R-A-N.
Cloughran.
Oh, well, this says it's spelled Cloughran.
Oh, Cloughran. Maybe I just added in a U because that's what I'm used to. I'm used to it.
Let me see. Cloughran pronunciation.
Cloughran. Maybe it's Cloughran.
This website's called IrelandYes.com.
Ah,
Cloughran's not an option.
I think it's I'm going to say Cloughran. You tell me if I'm wrong in the comments, okay?
In the comments?
Do we have a comment section? We should get a comment section somewhere.
On a podcast?
Yeah.
It's called Leave a Review, but please don't leave us a review that says you totally pronounced this wrong. Oh, wait. Here's Cloughran Stud Farm. Let's see if he says anything.
A stud farm? Like, they farm studs?
It's probably like a cow stud.
Oh. Imagining like shirtless jacked guys.
I don't think there's any talking. This is just
music. Okay. Anyway, he was born there in a place called Swords in Dublin.
Oh, that came up.
Swords?
Swords, Cloughran, and Swords.
So Cloughran, that's how I've decided I'm gonna say it, is in Swords in Dublin.
Too many parts to this.
He was born in either 1964 or 1965.
Okay.
Maybe neither of them.
Okay.
He's kind of sketchy. His young life was mostly boring, and he worked in scrap metal as a teenager, but he became known to the Irish Garda when he was about 20 years old in 1986. Again, about 20, because who knows when he was born. He was wanted for questioning, as the Garda believed he had been supplying stolen vehicles to the Provisional IRA. Which is the Provisional Irish Republican Army, which is a paramilitary group that was hell-bent on getting British rule out of Northern Ireland and wanted to bring about an independent republic for Ireland. So they were just kind of some scary people.
Right.
He led, when he was trying to get brought in for questioning, he led the Garda on a chase in his truck across northern Dublin. And when he was finally caught, he had his driving privileges taken away for 25 years. And he was put in jail for 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
I like that they do that. That they're like, look, you went on a police chase, we don't trust you with another car. You have 25 years of getting carted around by your mama to figure this out. It's reported that while he was being transferred from one courthouse to the next, he, quote, violently spat in one of the Garda's face, and that, thank goodness this was pre-corona, and he spat in one of the Garda's faces that had testified against him and shouted expletives. I'm not going to use the word that he used, but use your imagination.
It was expletive.
Later, in 1986, he was also charged for perjury for trying to convince someone to testify that he had not been the driver but a passenger on a different police chase. You know, he's just...
While I'm here, I guess I should tell you.
Yeah. This guy's really weird. After his release from jail, he was arrested, again, for his involvement in acquiring waste disposal contracts by local authorities, and was charged for using this hazardous waste material to participate in fly tipping.
What?
Care to venture what fly tipping is?
I do. What is fly tipping?
I'm waiting for you to guess.
Oh.
I'm waiting for you to venture, I guess.
It's like we have cow tipping here where you just go in the fields and tip cows.
So you just like flick a fly?
Yeah. You just knock them over a little bit.
How would you catch them?
Toxic waste?
Hazardous waste. Hazardous waste. So like probably, I don't know, poop, blood.
See, like putting the hazardous waste somewhere to like bring the police there so that people will be like, there's a bunch of flies over here. What is it?
We got a tip from the flies. We were tipped off.
It's like Crime Stoppers, but yeah. It's fly tippers.
Neither of those things are correct, but all very valid guesses.
Let's make our own crime-fighting agency called Fly Tippers.
Fly Tippers and them.
Call us if you see any strange flies. We'll check under the bed.
Yep. So fly tipping is actually, basically, it's very simple. It's just getting rid of waste in a illegal way. So, what? Like, if you have blood or somewhere from a hospital,
yeah,
you're supposed to dispose of blood in a certain way.
Correct.
You would just, like, leave it on the sidewalk or something.
Why is it called fly tipping?
I have no idea. There's a lot of words for it. Fly tipping was the one that I saw in the article that I read.
Oh.
And then I had to look it up and see what in the world that was. Illegally depositing waste.
Okay.
So that was his new thing, was he was just going to... He and somehow, even though he's like a convicted felon, he got all of these like contracts through local authorities,
right,
to be the person that they relied on to dispose of their waste properly. This illegal activity happened throughout several counties in Ireland and even into Scotland. He was a busy guy. In 1992, he was arrested at the Dublin airport with 4 counterfeit 20-pound banknotes in his possession.
Oh.
Which isn't, that's only 80 bucks ish. That's not very much.
Well, as we've learned, the Garda take things very they seriously. They
do, yeah, especially when it comes to money. At this point, he had so many different aliases and addresses, it took the Garda 3 days to even confirm that this was the man they were looking for.
Oh my gosh.
Which, of course, he wasn't, you know, cooperative. He was kept in custody for a month, as the Garda had to shuffle through all of his alternate names, and needless to say, like I said, he wasn't completely cooperative with the police in their investigation. He pled guilty to 22 charges related to the illegal transporting and disposal of hazardous waste, but received a suspended sentence. I don't know what that means.
A suspended sentence?
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like parole, where they're like, you don't have to go to jail, but if you do something bad, you will have to serve that time.
I think they do this a lot in Ireland, because really? I have another case that I have is similar. They did something similar to that. In 2009, there were also several ATM thefts that he was a suspect for, along with the gang that he was running with at that time. Another gang.
Oh, it says, suspended sentence is a legal term for a judge's delaying of a defendant's serving of a sentence after they have been found guilty in order to allow the defendant to perform a period of probation.
Okay, yeah. So, basically, he pled guilty to 22 charges of something. And then didn't
the judge
really
was like,
even
well,
get in trouble.
Well, if you do one more
if
bad thing.
If you had been
thing.
23, mister, you'd have been in real trouble.
You would have had to serve that time.
Yeah. Scraping the paint off of trouble. This was funny. In a series of truck and crane thefts in Belgium and the Netherlands, how do you steal a truck and crane? How do you hide that? It's like stealing a building.
Did you see where they've put all the statues from?
No.
Monument? They've put them in the, like, the chemical waste plant.
What?
Not in them, but, like, next to the building. And they just covered them with a tarp.
Like, nobody will ever know what these are.
All these statues sitting there with tarps over them. At the chemical waste place.
How do you steal a crane? I mean,
maybe he
I
walked.
Guess you could. But
well,
how
you know,
do you hide that?
Was it last year that guy stole the tank from the military base here?
It was not. It was like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
It was when we were in school.
Which was like 2 or 3 years ago.
You're so right. I can't believe it's
we
been that long.
We started in 2017.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah. It was a simpler time.
It was, really. When we had a lot of drive.
Yeah.
A lot of ambition.
Now we're just tired and sad.
Yep.
So,
we didn't have jobs back
this
then.
This guy was just like stealing trucks and stuff and just, What crane? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's my personal crane.
Yeah. I bought that. Yeah, that's my crane. So because of these truck and crane thefts, a European arrest warrant was placed for him in connection to these thefts, and he was arrested near the border of Croatia. We know somebody from Croatia.
We do. Hi.
Hi, Mariana. And he was extradited to Burgess. I don't know where that is. But he was
a world traveler.
But guess what? He was released on bail.
I thought this was a Dublin crime.
It started in Dublin. He was tried for the theft. And even though he didn't show up to his trial, he was found guilty. And he was sent back to Belgium to serve his time because I guess the thefts happened in Belgium.
Okay.
So that was the end. I mean, he did some other, you know, it was a lifelong crime. I mean, he was a criminal. That was a professional criminal.
Right.
In 2019, November 2019, he passed away during a police raid on his home. It's kind of poetic. It's kind of poetic.
Did the police kill him? Or was he just like, whoa?
This is a mystery in and of itself. Okay. So November 2019, that's less than a year ago. It's under investigation by the Independent Office for Police Conduct. Which, hello, we should get one of those. I don't know if we have one of those.
We should also get well-trained police officers.
Correct. The cause of death was officially a heart attack. But like I said, there's an active investigation into the death.
Heart attack from being tased.
They thought maybe it was from a taser.
I don't know what kind of weapons the Garda has.
There's questions about whether it was a taser. There's no official report that a taser was used. But he died. I mean, you could just, if you have a weak heart, you could just been like, and then
maybe the police officers squeeze that little space in between his toes.
Does that give you a heart attack?
It'll make you die, and it'll make it look like a heart attack.
Are you serious? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that when I go get a pedicure, I am seconds away from death at any moment?
Well, they don't usually squeeze those little bits in between
your toes. They have complete access to killing me. Do you know how close we are to death at any moment?
Oh, I'm sure I have avoided death multiple times.
Do you have a near-death experience?
Well, I was almost kidnapped once.
We should have we should have story time. That's really what we should do. We should
My story is really short.
Mine's really short too. It'll only be like 5 minutes, but wouldn't it be nice? Would you think people would like just intermittent story times?
We'll put a poll on Twitter. Okay. Go follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. Because I've got stories, let me tell you. I've got many stories.
Okay. I know I heard somewhere something about like...
I'm glad it's not like just readily accessible
on
the internet.
Like press between someone's toes, or you can like blow on their toe or something, and it'll like... It'll make them look like they had a heart attack. I don't know. I feel crazy. I know I heard about this somewhere. But
I hear a beeping.
From your microphone?
No.
Oh.
I think it's, like, in my head.
But before the government comes after me for continually Googling murder that looks like heart attack or how to murder someone and make it look like a heart attack.
Listen on our next episode to find out what we hear about toe death.
Death via toe.
Thank you for listening and subscribing.
Are you done with your story?
Yeah. He died. Of course I'm done.
Oh. I forgot that that's where we were. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at eCrime. We're on Facebook at eCrimePod, or you can email us at podcastck, that's C as in cookies, K as in kielbasa, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much for listening and subscribing.
Yes, please do so again next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Man, we're awkward.